Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today on the Drudge Report, in its first column of news headlines, Matt Drudge has this: Pastor dares IRS to challenge anti-Obama sermon. And when you click on that headline, Matt Drudge has linked to an ABC News story out today about Minnesota pastor Gus Booth. A really dear Christian brother, Pastor Booth, has courage. And he preached a sermon in May saying, if you are a Christian, you cannot support a candidate like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton for president. Now, he, of course, has made himself a target for all those who hate biblical Christianity and want to rob Christians of free speech, or God-given right to free speech. And I had the honor of interviewing Pastor Gus Booth today, earlier today, but we're going to put off playing that interview until next week because of so many crucial and significant events. So we'll postpone that. It's a great interview, real encouraging. He's given us his church address, and I hope that a number of people at Denver Bible Church and people in this audience will send letters of thanks and encouragement to the War Road Community Church in Minnesota. But right now I want to talk about the persecution against Christians that has been enacted into law, codified in law, in the Senate Bill 200 here in Colorado. Now today there was a significant conference call by Christian leaders and Christian liberty type legal foundations around the country. And I'm only going to name a few of the people who were on the conference call. But there is a plan forming to fight this, to oppose this government censorship of Christian teaching. And some of the people on this call, well, one of the heroes of the call is Janet Folger. She's on all over the country. Her daily commentary, social commentary, airs in 140 cities, 5 days a week. Her long-form talk radio program, Faith to Action, airs in 70 cities, 5 days a week. I've been on Janet's show twice in this past week talking about the Senate Bill 200 in Colorado. She is coming out here along with other Christian leaders for a press conference on Tuesday, July 1st. Tuesday, July 1st, a week from this Tuesday, and we'll let you know more about that press conference. But one of the things that was determined during today's conference call with about 20 Christian leaders, different Christian legal organizations, is that Christian ministries who are commenting on this bill, and some of them, by the way, disagreeing with Bob Inyart Live, an American Right to Life, and our warning about this bill. Some of these ministries have been using an out-of-date version of the bill. And, in fact, Westlaw, a major internet legal service, which ministries and attorneys, a million attorneys, use to get laws, Westlaw, their version of the law is incorrect. It's not the right law. And so that came out today authoritatively that major Christian ministries who've been disagreeing with our warnings about this law here are using the wrong version of the law. It's not the actual law. So that was important on this call. And everyone, all the leaders, 20 leaders on this group, has agreed that we will make an effort to make sure that all Christian ministries have, for starters, the right law. They have the actual law. So that's real encouraging. And what I want to do is read through, excerpt parts of this law. This is the expansion of prohibition law. There are prohibitions in Colorado. The Senate Bill 200 is an expansion of prohibition. And it says, but don't worry, nothing in this law will limit your free exercise of religious profession. So that's comforting, isn't it? Except it says, unless your religious profession interferes with the safety of the state. And this law says that this regulation, that you cannot discriminate against homosexuals and cohabiting people, that this is required for the safety of the state. So I don't know if you were able to follow that. They said nothing in here will limit your religious profession, except that your religious profession doesn't allow you to interfere with the safety of the state, and everything in this bill is required for the safety of the state. Do you follow that? I hope not. If you do, you're crazy. Well, I'm crazy. I mean, just reading these laws that are passed by our liberal legislators, it will turn your stomach. Now, let's go to Michigan. We'll take a call. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. A few shows ago, we had a call on the air, off the air, about, well, a political activist from Michigan who is on the line right now. His name is John. John, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
How are you, Bob?
Doing well, sir. So you and I talked briefly off the air, right?
We did. We did. You told me to go to American Right to Life website, and there was an article about Ron Paul, libertarians being pro-choice.
Yeah, pro-choice state
by state.
All right. And so, yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. Ron Paul, pro-choice state by state, and the Libertarian Party supportive of grave wickedness and immorality.
Yeah, actually, no, I did read that. And after reading it, I actually made abortion number one campaign issue for me in my run for state rep out here.
Praise God, John. That's encouraging.
It's the scariest thing going on in Christchurch right now is the fact that Satan's got so many of us bogged down reading this legalese.
Mm.
And the scary thing that the opportunity came up for me where me with my five kids and, you know, my little more than $30,000 a year I make can stand up and run for office and be more pro-life than either a Republican or a Democrat in this day.
Well, you're right. Unfortunately, as a general statement, if you make a commitment to fight to stop the killing of unborn children, that is the most important priority on your public policy agenda, then you are more proactive than the vast majority of our leaders, even in the Republican Party. So, John, what office are you running for?
I'm running for state representative for the 56th district out here.
State representative in Michigan.
Yeah.
All right. And, hey, so we'll pray for you, John. We're too far away, most of us, to vote for you.
All right.
But we'll pray for you.
And, all right. Well, I appreciate it.
And, John, so do you have a website?
I do. It's www.goodmichigangovernment.com, all spelled out.
All right. Well, we'll have to look into that.
And I wouldn't even want to, you know, quote unquote, take a shot at Michigan Right to Life. But all they mostly have on their website is they're boasting that abortions were down like 1,000 from 2006 to 2007.
Yeah, what
it's
a tragedy.
24,000 too many abortions in Michigan.
Hey, John. Okay. Good point. Let me take a shot at them. Okay.
All right.
National Right to Life, Michigan Right to Life. They make these arguments that the abortion numbers are going down because of these laws that they pass, like wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby.
Right.
Tell your mother, then you could kill the baby. Get your father's permission, then you could kill the baby.
Right.
Sign this sheet of paper, then you could kill the baby. There are all these, and then you could kill the baby laws.
Right.
That's all they've supported for 20 years.
And what is the state of Michigan, the Michigan legislature, going to do if Barack Obama becomes president and signs the Freedom of Choice Act? What is this state going to do to safeguard itself against that?
Well, that's true. Our states and our state leaders should have the courage to tell the federal government, we're not going to allow you to interfere with our protection of the life of innocent children. We will protect the innocent children in our state, regardless of what the Supreme Court says, et cetera. But, hey, John, Barb Listing, is she involved in the Right to Life out there?
I'll tell you what, we're waiting until the Republican primary is over, and I'm waiting for them to hand out their endorsement, and then I'm going to talk to them.
Oh,
I tried to call their office, but they'd never heard of me yet, but I will be on the ballot.
All right,
in
well, Barb Listing, she's the president, right, of Michigan Right,
Right
to Life.
Correct.
And, hey, they'll endorse pro-choice Republicans. They're not against...
Well, our Democrats supposedly pro-life.
Say again?
Our Democrat, who's the incumbent I'm running against, is supposedly pro-life. I don't know what a pro-life Democrat is.
Well, when National Right to Life gives a candidate a pro-life rating, that often means they're pro-choice. Same thing with Michigan Right to Life. For example, do you know who National Right to Life endorsed for president this go-round?
I'm going to guess McCain.
No, Fred Thompson.
Oh, all right.
Now, here's Fred Thompson on abortion. He lobbied for NARAL, one of the radical pro-abortion groups. He lobbied for a pro-abortion group in the recent past. And whenever he was asked about abortion running for president, this is how he used his airtime. He said, I'm against the Human Life Amendment. And that's about it. That's about his record on abortion. He lobbied for the pro-aborts, in favor of abortion, and he said he's against the Human Life Amendment, so National Right to Life endorsed him. And Michigan Right to Life is, here's what they claim. They claim that these laws have lowered the number of abortions. And
right.
they point to a report from the Heritage Foundation that says during the 1990s, during the certain period, 12 years, abortions went down around the country because of all these laws we passed. Well, Colorado has had one of the most stalwart right-to-life groups, for the most part, refusing to compromise. And we didn't pass a single regulation law during those 12 years, not one.
Uh-huh.
And according to our state health department, our abortions went down by 60%. 60%. We didn't pass one of those laws.
Uh-huh.
So that should be evidence that the statistics they're using, they're able to manipulate them and tell people, keep sending us money because we're winning. The truth is that all pregnancies have plummeted. Pregnancies have plummeted, especially
right.
among young women, by like 30% because of popping the pill. And now the morning after pill, like candy. Kids, young girls, 13 years on up, taking the birth control pill like it's candy. And that's why pregnancies have gone down dramatically, and likewise, abortions.
Well, I'll tell you, we lost our auto industry out here in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the next staple for the state of Michigan is obviously, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be health care with Michigan State and the University of Michigan. But believe me, they're running around this state, and they want us to use those embryos. And I'm telling you, the great thing about your American Right to Life article, you cannot decriminalize the act. Abortion is murder. Embryonic stem cell research is just an earlier abortion.
Praise God, John.
And if you can't get this issue right out of the gate, you can't get any decision right.
So,
and I'll nail that Democrat incumbent if there's a debate.
All right.
Are you supporting Barack Obama?
All right. Hey, John, goodmichigangovernment.com. What's your last name?
It's Elinowski.
Ha! That's a mouthful.
My
Ellen
brother
Husky?
Lives out there in Evergreen and his wife.
Well, welcome. Ellen Husky? What's your last name?
Elinowski.
How do you... Ellen Husky?
Elinowski.
Husky? How do you spell it?
It's Elenewski.
All right. John Elinowski. God bless you, John. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you, Bob.
Boy, I appreciate that. GoodMichiganGovernment.com. John Elinowski? Husky? All right. I'm thrilled about what he said. When he called this program and we spoke off the air, he was saying, you know, the Libertarian Party, Ron Paul, they got some good things going for them. I said, please read the homepage of American Right to Life Action, ARTLAction.com. There's an article about Ron Paul being pro-choice state by state, saying that the states have the right, the authority, to legalize the killing of innocent children. And this article explains that no subdivision of government has the authority to decriminalize murder. And here's John Elinowski saying, you know what, I'm running for president. I realized American Right to Life is correct. Ron Paul is wrong. Libertarian Party is wrong. And I'm making abortion my top public policy issue. Praise God for John Alinuski. Now, let's get to this act. This is now, it's no longer just a bill. It's now an act, Senate Bill 200 in Colorado, expansion of prohibition. And it starts out, Section 1 says that nothing here will limit your exercise of religion, because that's protected by Section 4, Article 2 of the state constitution. Well, that's a big trick. That's a trick they played on us. Well, they tried to play on us. Because our religious freedom section of the state constitution says you have religious freedom, except that it cannot interfere with the good operations and safety of the state. You get that? Your religious freedom cannot interfere with the safety of the state. This Senate Bill 200, it was passed with this emergency safety clause, Section 41, and it says the General Assembly finds, determines, and declares that this act is necessary for the immediate, they said it's the immediate safety of the state. This act is for the safety of the state. So when they say, oh, this won't interfere with your religious liberty because that's protected by our Constitution. Yeah, except where this act is concerned. In other words, this act trumps your religious freedom as per the Colorado Constitution. According to the act and according to the Constitution. Colorado State Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, says, oh, you have religious freedom, except any law that has to do with the safety of the state. And this Senate Bill 200 says this is passed in an emergency, immediate. It takes effect immediately because of the need to preserve the safety of the state. Now, this act defines public accommodation very broadly. In fact, it's this massive paragraph of what does it mean that you cannot discriminate in any place of public accommodation. That's in Section 6 of the Act, discrimination in places of public accommodation. And to give you an idea, public accommodation means, I'm reading from the Act, any place of business, you might as well just stop there, because that's what it, any place of business engaged in any sales to the public, that would include bookstores. Would it include radio stations? Is that a place of business engaged in sales to the public? By the way, have you gotten our latest Battle Royale 7, Does God Exist? Now in print. What is that, $24.95? See, we conduct business here. Bob and Yart Live is a Colorado corporation. We conduct business. That's how we stay on the air. People call up 800-8-NYART. They get our catalog. They order things from us. And we sell resources to encourage Christians to have your own life as an individual, believer in God, your family, your marriage, raising kids, your church, your business, affecting the culture. We sell those resources as a way to continue to reach more people on the air. We use the public airwaves. So any place of business engaged in any sales to the public and any place offering services, facilities, privileges, advantages, or accommodations to the public, including but not limited to any business offering wholesale or retail sales to the public, any place where you eat, drink, sleep, or rest. You get the idea? I'm just partway through this long paragraph. Any place, any place, any place, any place, except. Now, see if this makes you feel good. Except place of public accommodation shall not include a church. Now, does that make you feel good? Should it? Should it? It should not. It should turn your stomach. It should make you sick to your stomach. They are attempting, Tim Gill, the billionaire homosexual who has these legislators bought and paid for, funding their campaigns. This is his bill, Tim Gill's bathroom bill. They are marginalizing the church as the place for bad behavior and bigots, and they're turning being a pastor into an affirmative defense. Do you know what that means, an affirmative defense? Well, being a pastor is not an affirmative defense. Being a Christian is not an affirmative defense. What does that mean, an affirmative defense? Let's go to law school. If you break into a home, you could be charged with trespassing, breaking an entry. But if the home is on fire and you hear a kid screaming inside, and so you bust in the window and you go in and you rescue the child, then you have an affirmative defense. Yes, I trespassed. I climbed over the fence. Yes, I broke the window. Yes, I entered, but I have an affirmative defense. There was a crisis. I was protecting a life from imminent harm. So that's your affirmative defense. In other words, what you did could be considered a crime. You did break and enter, but you have an affirmative defense. This law, Senate Bill 200, turns being a Christian into an affirmative defense. It says, okay, you committed a crime. You taught that people who live together should not be approved of. They should not be considered to be married. They should not have rights for living together. It's wrong for people to live together as though they're married when they're not married. So you taught that, so you're a criminal. You could spend a year in jail. You could be fined $500. The judge could force you to give money, pay restitution to the couple that you were talking about. Oh, but wait. Oh, you're a pastor? Okay, that's an affirmative defense. Yeah, bigots are allowed in church. Bad behavior is allowed in church. So Christians have to recognize that at first take, you think, oh, aren't they being nice to us? Look, there's an exception for churches. This shall not include a church. It's an insult. They're mocking you. They're further marginalizing Christians. That's the place for bad behavior. Bigots belong in church. Oh, yeah, we let them do that in church because that's where bigots go. People who break the law go to church. Being a Christian is not an affirmative defense. Being a Christian is not an affirmative defense. Being a Christian is not an affirmative defense. They have criminalized Christianity, but said, but if you're involved in Christian teaching on cohabitation, sexual morality, homosexuality, well, you have an affirmative defense if you do it in church. Or if you do it at a place that is principally used for religious purposes, then there's an affirmative defense because those places are excluded. So that makes you feel good. Some Christians, I heard one Christian talk show host, neat guy, but he was confused on this week on the air. And he said, but at least there's an exception for churches. And we got the message through, and hopefully, you know, he'll realize, oh yeah, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have said that. Imagine if the law said this. You cannot give away Christian tracts except for in church. Would that make you feel good? You can't preach the gospel except for in church. Would that warm the cockles of your heart? That make you feel safe? You can't sell Bibles except for in church. You can't teach about biblical morality except for in church. They are setting up Christians for increased persecution. When homosexuality was allowed to become publicly accepted, that was the beginning of putting Christians in the closet. And we're seeing with this law a major step forward in the criminalization of Christianity. And that's the title of Janet Folger's book she published 3 years ago, The Criminalization of Christianity. And that's why she's coming out here July 1st. We're going to get a case of her books. We're going to start selling them. We've never sold them before. But her books call for cohabitating couples to not be treated like they're married, because it's wrong. For homosexuality not to be treated like a right, because it's wrong. So her book is against the law in Colorado. Oh, it's legal in church. Forget that. Forget that. So Senate Bill 200, we had one unfortunate waste of a few weeks with some significant Christian ministries using an out-of-date version of the bill. I don't even know, you know, Westlaw had the incorrect version of this bill on their server, which is just bizarre. And at Bob and Yurt Live, we always, always, always go to the government website to get the bill. And so for about 2 weeks, we were scratching our heads. How are these major Christian leaders, they're saying, well, we think that's an extreme interpretation because the law says this and this. And we contacted Christian media, major media in the country, and said, look, these big ministries are quoting a version of the law that it doesn't exist. What's going on? And so we're thankful after today that that confusion should be over because of these 20 Christian leaders, including major Christian legal firms, foundations, saying, yes, outdated versions of Senate Bill 200 have been circulating, and that needs to be stopped right now. So praise the Lord for that. And, you know, praise the Lord for Kevin Swanson. He was on the call, the head of the Christian Home Educators of Colorado. Thousands of Christian homeschool families, members of Kevin Swanson's group, Check. He is a pillar of biblical truth and commitment to the Lord. Praise the Lord for Kevin Swanson on that show. And also Pastor Don Miller, who runs a Christian school with, what, about 500 students in Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center, who was on the call. And Steve Curtis, head of Life Commercials, headquartered in Denver, and former Colorado Republican chairman. Will Duffy, founder of the Collaborators Project. Joe Scott, director of Pro-Life Colorado. Brian Rohrbaugh, president of American Right to Life. Rick Nelson, attorney with American Liberties Institute. He's trained many pro-life attorneys, Christian attorneys around the country. Chuck Gosnell, a director with Colorado Christian Family Alliance. And Steve Crampton, Liberty Counsel. And Janet Folger, Faith to Action. And Joe Riccobono, president, Colorado Right to Life. Mark Hotelling, director, Christian Coalition of Colorado and Colorado for Family Values. There's a filmmaker on the line today, Greg Robbins with Uplifting Entertainment. Nick Kemp, Christian Family Alliance. Gray Rabar, Ross Mountain Public Relations. Gary Glenn, American Family Association. Peter LaBarber, Americans for Truth. What a great conference call. Christians planning to fight this with God's help. May God bless you.